Report here in City Council met last night. If you look at the agenda, you say, well, there's not a whole lot going on there. Pretty short agenda. A lot of people at the meeting, though, last night to talk about community development and housing and special services. Joining us right now, the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Did have a fair number of comments last night, didn't you?
We did, actually, and that's a good thing. We had a public hearing about the how we're going to use our CDBG and home funds, this new round of them. So it's the opportunity for people to come forward and state what they think that they would like it to be used for. And one of the people coming forward was Tyrone Burrell from Sons, and then a lot of other people. I think there was 10 or 11 other people that came forward to support Sons and their mission and the fact that they are going to be building a new building on the piece of property they own at South End, and looking for us to put some funds toward that as well. We had Reverend Coons, who came forward and asked for some funds to put a vet's wing in the rescue mission. So we had those two requests last night.
So what happens with those requests? What are you able to do with those?
Well, it will come back. It was just a public hearing last night. There was no action taken on that. What happens is the administration, you know, looks at the request, the viability of them, that type of thing, and comes back with a recommendation to the city council, along with, obviously, those two requests were there, but then there's other programs like our that we do as well, which, of course, were also touted last night by the staff and community development with our, you know, pioneer funds and our brush up and all those types of things that we do, facade grants, all of that are done from these same funds from the federal government. So then they will come back with a recommendation of how that money should be distributed. It's for low and moderate, to the benefit of low and moderate residents, so income residents. So that should be in February. And then the council can, you know, either take the administration's recommendation or change it.
Some really terrific and worthwhile organizations in our community. You mentioned Sons. I mean, they've been around for 25 years, and just the way that that organization has grown by leaps and bounds, so vital to our community.
It is, and it serves, you know, a population that needs to be, you know, that needs the extra help. It's a really nice organization for young people.
Speaking of February, that's also when you're going to have your goal-setting session. I believe February 18th is when you kind of talk about priorities for the coming year. And while that has yet to occur, what are some of the things in your mind that you want to bring to the table?
Well, you know, I'm still giving that a lot of thought. As a matter of fact, I've been thinking about it quite a bit. You know, some of the same ones come up a lot, which has to do with, you know, obviously the housing type thing. I think that I would like to see, you know, a lot of effort go into really looking at our blight program and our rental rehab, our rental mm-hmm. Certification program. And, you know, maybe we should tweak some of that. And I think that that's an area that we really need to look at. Of course, one of the big things last year was to get our financial house in order. And that was one of the goals of the council last year, we're pretty much there. So that I don't think is going to have to be, although keeping financial viability is certainly always
sure.
a goal, but meaning that's, you know, most of the puzzle pieces have been put into place for that. So I think that that's one that we don't have to focus on quite as much. So I know I've been thinking about, you know, the housing type thing and a lot. So I think that that's one area where we need to. We've done a lot and recreation, and need to continue, of course, too. But that's something that we have, you know, really done a lot with the parks and that, and a lot of improvements. So I'm looking forward to seeing what suggestions everybody else has, too. So we will be also putting out an update of where we stand with the goals that we did adopt last year as far as progress. You mm-hmm. know, what did we do? And that will be coming out shortly. So it should be a good, interesting session.
February 18th, the date for that, 6 p.m. at the city council or the conference room at Municipal Office Center. Very good.
Yep.
Well,
yes, it will be.
Onward and upward. It'll be interesting to see what comes from that session. Pauline, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Talk
take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.